This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session here on JPR. Joining me in the JPR studios today, about two-thirds of the band Wild Child. Welcome to JPR, you guys.
Thank you for, having us.
We should start by saying that Wild Child in 2004 is six or seven people officially now?
We have six. Sometimes we travel with a banjo player, making it seven.
And there are, I think, five of you shown on the website. And we've got four of you here in the studio. So, Alexander, let's start with you and just announce who all's here in the room.
Yeah. My name is Alexander Beggins, and I play a baritone ukulele and sing. This is Kelsey Wilson to my left. She is the beautiful vocalist behind the band and our violin player. And Sadie the Wolf is over there on the cello. Drew Bernetti is going to be playing the cajon, the drums today.
He's the cajonist.
He's got the cajones.
And for the radio session, who missed the cut? Who else is out in the waiting area?
The bass player, Chris D'Annunzio, keys, Evan Majors, and our accountant, Brian.
The new album is called The Runaround. I want to talk about how you guys got together here in just a minute, because there are some interesting stories of how you all met and ended up making music together. True, all of you are from Austin, is that right?
Nope. I'm from an hour at Wimberley. It's like an hour away from Austin. So we're kind of the only ones from Austin.
And then myself, Drew, and Chris are from Houston, just a couple hours out of Austin.
I was reading online, there's kind of a whirlwind story of how all of you ended up getting together to make music. A couple of you had been playing in a band out on tour together, and then it just kind of another person joined and another person. Tell that backstory. What was that all like?
Well, Alexander and I were both responsible college students a couple years ago, and we got hired to go on the road with this guy, the migrant from Copenhagen, and so we dropped out. We left. Alexander's actually still finished. We got him through. He came back in just in time for finals. But we jumped in the van, and we didn't know each other at all beforehand, but became pretty close pretty fast. That sounds... Well, he had a ukulele with him because it was small and we could fit it in the van, and neither one of us ever really wrote or sang our own music. And
this band that you had been hired to play with, this was not a folk pop band,
no,
as
it was
I
like
understand it, right?
Just psychedelic rock folk.
I was playing accordion and she was playing violin. It's definitely psych.
Psych rock.
Psych rock folk.
Danish stuff.
Yeah.
But we wrote a song. We wrote like three songs in one night and then just kept writing them. And when we got back to Austin, we found out we were neighbors. And then we pulled together all of our friends and started playing music. We had it was fast. It happened real fast.
Yeah, it was interesting. Like we went with the intention to record an album, not knowing exactly like, oh, we want six people to be in the band. It was just, let's make a makeshift studio in our house and record these songs and
see
what we have. And, it was like a friend of ours, we wanted a cello on this song. So we brought in, a cello player, and then we wanted a full-time drummer on there. So we brought in a drummer who's just a friend of ours. And then by the end of the record, we kind of looked around and we're like, this six is the right combo for the band.
I sort of got that from reading about your background and history and how the band formed, that there was both a combination of looking to augment the band with a specific additional instrument, but almost more so looking to augment the band with additional friends that you wanted to play with, figuring out how to incorporate their particular instrument after the fact.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
We even had a banjo player for a year that didn't know how to play banjo, but he was just our friend. And so we were like, you play banjo.
Wild Child is my guest live in the JPR studios. Their new album is called The Runaround. What do you guys want to play first?
You want to do Crazy Bird?
Yeah, let's do it.
I'll wait around for days, this porch on which I pace, 'cause I need you mine, I need me yours.
You stole my breath away, you swore to me you'd stay, I found something that I adore. Well, oh,
know I got the bones rolling out against the floor. And if you left a break into the little piece, spell no more, no more.
The pink sweet scream.
Hey!
Now, kid, let's not get me. Cause I need your mind, I need me yours.
Four walls and fancy friends. Don't need me none of them. Cause I've got you now and that's enough.
Well, I'm glad.
But so am I. Let's take her from our past. Patch holes with things that last.
Let's tear it up, you and I.
To break into the little beast fell no more, no more. Well, these fights sure do take a lot out of me, but the secret I can tell you is I still do believe. I can promise that I'll always be careful with things, so just know that I'll expect it if you ever do leave. Sweet Marie, I love your to bring to the little beast fell no more, no more.
That is Wild Child live on Jefferson Public Radio. Their new album is called The Runaround. You know, just before the tune, we were talking about how the band mates all came together to create the collective, the six or seven, depending on what your needs are. Was there a specific type of music that you guys had in your head that you wanted to make, or was it the outpouring of the group of people getting together?
It was really what we had. We had a baritone ukulele and girl-boy vocals, and I played violin. So when you start out with that, it's going to be folk music. It's going to be
right.
Folky. And then we just, the more we added, the more, I don't know, the more we played live, it affected our sound quite a bit. Like, once we started touring, like our first tour, we had all these sweet, quiet, beautiful ukulele songs, which are not fun to play in a loud, rowdy bar for people who don't know who you are. So, so we just kept making it bigger and bigger, added a bass player and got some horns and...
Yeah, that's what I kind of like about our band is that we never sat down before and we're like, do you want to start a band? Great. What should we call it and what kind of bands do you want it to sound like? It would just, we wrote the songs and then everything else was an aftermath. Yeah.
I've come across the phrase freak folk.
Freak folk,
for the stuff that you guys make. Do you know who coined that in relationship to your music?
No, but I love freak folk.
We came up with our own as Alohop.
Yeah, Alohop.
Hawaiian hip hop.
Your first album that came out was Pillow Talk, 2011. Mm-hmm. There was kind of an interesting story I came across when you guys were recording this, that literally you were in the recording studio finishing some of the songs as you were recording them.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, most of them weren't finished. One, like the last song on the album, Tale of You and Me, we had no idea what we were going to do with it until we were recording it and then...
Yeah, we like woke up one day and was like, all right, that one song that we haven't finished yet, let's wake up and finish it before we go record it.
Was that a result of a date on a calendar sort of arriving before you were ready, or did you want to try to capture some amount of spontaneous invention?
We were just really nervous about that one. We really liked it, and we knew it was like different than all the other ones, and so we didn't work on it. We were just like, I think I'm really going to like this one, so I don't want to mess it up. So let's just do it later.
It's a really fun process just because we're just figuring out how to record music while we were recording it.
Yeah, we got to do a lot of fun. Like on the song Pillow Talk, we used a bottle of Ambient as a shaker, and like the kick drum sound is actually like pillows being that hit on a couch. We did like in match strikes, like because we didn't know what we were doing at all, we got to figure it out in cool ways.
And did you guys work with a producer on that first album, or did you largely do it yourselves?
Yeah, we did it ourselves. We had a sound engineer who kind of was playing both roles, but we were kind of our own producers on that one.
Wild Child, my guests, live in the JPR studios. Their new album is called The Runaround. This one had a real producer. Ben Queller came on board. Now, he contacted you guys and said, I like you. I want to work with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, funny story. Like, he left us a voicemail. He was like, yo, this is Ben Queller.
What's up, guys?
What's up, dudes? And essentially said, I'm sure you got a lot of producers lined up for your next album, but I just want to throw my name in the hat. Give me a call back. We can catch a beer and talk about it. We were like, we don't have any producers lined up. Like, this would be great. So we met up with them, and it clicked really naturally, and it's the coolest dude ever. And
was it on the DL when you called them back? Like, Ben, we've all thought about it, and we think that we'd like to work with you.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you're, jumping around.
We could not even fake it. We just, like, the second we met him, we were like, okay, whatever you want, let's do it. Okay. Yeah.
How did his hand affect what you guys did on this new album?
He definitely helped us. He taught us how to be professional, but in a really fun way. It was kind of, whenever we did it ourselves, it took us a long time to record the first album because there were no limits. There was no one telling us exactly how to do things or schedule things. But he had he was very, don't know, he like kept us.
A mentor in a lot of ways. And you know, it was our first experience with like waking up and going to a nice studio. And
it was like a 9-to-5
thing. A lot
of
money to be in the studio, and that can be very scary, and he's such a seasoned veteran in that world that he kind of like coached us through it. And he also kept up like really positive vibes between everyone really, and had some really cool ideas on how to record it. And how, like, you know, we actually recorded most of the album just the two of us, and then went back and added everything else, which is kind of tedious and, you know, kind of backwards, but he wanted to capture the intimacy of these two songs and then expand everything. So
Wild Child, my guests, live on Jefferson Public Radio. Their new album is called Runaround. What do you guys want to play next?
Maybe Stitches or This Place.
Okay.
This Place.
Yeah, we're going to play This Place.
Yep.
Every day.
judges and the wonders why they all taste the same. How long can you hide behind the cloud and down still expect me to stay? And I'm still waiting for you.
Wild Child live on Jefferson Public Radio, the tune called This Place from their album The Runaround. Kelsey Wilson, Alexander Begins, Drew Brunetti, and Sadie Wolf all in the studio. A couple of extra members outside the studio today. 2013, an Austin band, Wild Child, gets named Best Indie Band of South by Southwest and Best Folk Band of South by Southwest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did that just completely blow your brain out
that
your face?
Great.
That was insanely cool. The Austin Music Awards are so much fun.
We just got the best indie band again this year.
Nice.
So yeah.
Congratulations. I mean, this is 1,000 bands over the course of a week.
Oh, this is the Austin Music Awards is just all of the bands in Austin. It's not just South by. It's like it's just everyone. So it's insanely
flattering. What's the fallout like from that announcement? I mean, the Austin Chronicle calling you, wanting to do an interview. Does the publicity machine just ramp up immediately after?
Yeah, sure. I mean, especially for like a resume for clubs, you know, it's really great for our label and our booking agent to be able to say like, Austin, Texas, the live music capital of the world. This is the best indie band for the past 2 years. It's just really, it looks good on paper. And
yeah, you know, it looks really good.
They don't give you free pizza, though.
Yeah.
Or free booze. You had to pay for it at Austin Music Awards.
So is there a home base now of the band? I mean, do you call Austin home as a band?
Yeah, Austin's definitely home. Not all of us are from Austin, but we've all been living in Austin for the last 5 years at least. So
I think we did 160 days on the road last year. So I think our van is our home.
Yeah.
And before I let you go today, I want you guys to play one more tune, but I have to ask you about this cat food thing.
Oh.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I came across the most unusual thing that you guys scored a Purina food commercial.
They contacted us and said that they love our music, but that our lyrics are too sad. Too sad for cat food. And they asked if we could whip together a song about being someone's rock, being someone's best friend. So we wrote this song called You're My Best Friend, You're My Best Friend.
And did it have to be like a 30-second song?
No, it's a full song, and we sent it to him. We wrote a second one for him, too, called like You're My Best Friend Again or something. And we just told him
Purina, it was Purina 1.
Purina 2, yeah. So our manager switched it, so it wasn't, we wouldn't know that.
There's a little bit of, they were like, do you have any songs that are about this? And we're like, yeah. We do. We'll send it to you in one day.
Yeah. We got together and wrote it. And they were like, it was perfect.
Wow. It's crazy that we asked for these keywords and they're in the song.
Yeah.
Like, how?
You're my best friend. There's a whole line. You're my best friend and my rock forever.
And you guys claim to not really be songwriters. You proved it.
No, we are
coming
together.
Right?
Yeah. Individually, we don't do too much. But
what's great. Yeah. Whenever I get stuck, she fills the other side. Vice versa. So together we are a songwriter.
Yeah.
That's a good partnership.
We even recorded it with a cat. I did vocals with a cat in my lap.
Yeah. Inspiration.
Yeah. Inspiration. Oh.
Very nice.
It's Wild Child live in the JPR studios today. Their new album is called The Runaround. What do you want to go out with today?
We're going to play a tune called Stitches. Ah.
I don't feel well, I don't feel right. I doubt I make it through the night. And she swore the stitches wouldn't stay. And good night from far away. She said I spoke with the tongue of spears last night. My words so unclear. And she said she hates when I get that way. But it's how I stay safe. And I wanna come home, 'cause I miss your bones. And I'm sick and tired of always sleeping alone. And I need to come back, 'cause the road's too hard. This mirror is a lie, 'cause I don't recognize that guy. Well, I flew the coop, well, I missed the mark. What's important now is that I have lost. And while I whittle days away, all I can say is I want you here. Now let's share a smoke. Why aren't you here? And I miss your folks. And I swear I can't wait around no more. This town is such a bore, and I wanna come home, 'cause I miss your bones. And I'm sick and tired of always sleeping alone. And I need to come back, 'cause the road's too hard.
Stitches will stay as long as you're away. So come back home. Really soon.
That is Wild Child live in the studios here on Jefferson Public Radio. We will have audio from today's live session and some photos as well up on our website at ijpr.org. Their new album is called The Runaround. Kelsey Wilson, Alexander Begins, Drew Brunetti, and Sadie Wolf. Wild Child, thanks for being here, you guys.
Thank you so
thanks
much.
Thanks for having us.